We didn't have anyone signed up to speak.
Understood.
So Chairman Martin, it's up to you if you want to. I apologize. We had a little bit of a technical issue here. Our line may have been muted. The meeting is being recorded, and so audio will be available. Just to bring the members of the public up to speed, minutes from the October meeting and the two findings of fact from the public hearings in October were approved as amended. Dan, I know you have an application that was on file relative to that, so I will send you a copy of the amended findings of fact.
All right, so is Mr. Brown ready to proceed with his application for a variation for 1134-36 Harlem?
Yes, I've asked Drew Nelson, the architect, who actually drafted the reply, to speak to that issue.
We need to swear you in before you get too far.
Fine, go ahead.
So let me go ahead and reread what I wrote earlier. To those of you who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Brown, if you'd please present your request for a variation, that would be, this is the time to do so.
Okay, I would ask Drew Nelson, the architect who drafted the reply, to present it.
Fine. Has he been sworn in also?
Yes. Oh, okay. No. Oh, Mr. Nelson, please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before the Zoning Board of Appeals?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can I begin? Mr. Brown came to me. He had lost his two-car garage. He owns a rental property at 1134-36 Harlem Avenue. He had lost the two-car detached garage that I believe had been there, if not original, close to original, to fire a year or so ago, I believe it was. Dan wanted to build the garage back. Current zoning code says that for each unit, you have to have two enclosed spaces and one surface parking for each unit. So it's a two flat. It looks like it used to be a house. It's just kind of your typical house layout with the garage in the back, 50-foot wide lot. So to put a four-car garage and two surface parking spaces across the 50-foot rear of the lot, it won't fit that many spaces, so we'd have to use the side lot for more parking. The house currently sits on an intersection of an alley, one that runs northeast and or north south, and one that runs east west. So it would take up more yard space, cause more impervious surface. This type of building is in this district, I think, not typical, since it's more of just a house. So he proposes to build the garage back the way he had it, and that would leave three extra surface spaces across the back. The reasoning for this is listed in the in our submittal. I'd be happy to go over any of those if anybody'd like to talk about that. Is there any questions about the submittal?
Let me add too, the backyard currently, it's very attractive. It's fenced in, it has some trees, a lot of grass, and it's used by the tenants for barbecue, get-togethers outside. It's a very nice area. And to make it smaller so we could put in some parking pads, I just think that would really detract a great deal from the attractiveness of the house. The house is on Harlem, the traffic on Harlem, the noise is very loud in the front, but the backyard is very quiet and very, very nice. It's a pretty pleasant area that would be ruined if we have to tear up much of the backyard to put parking spots. They've gotten by with the existing parking for years.
I should also note that the current code states that it looks like it's stating that the minimum lot size for in this district is 17,424 square feet. This being an existing lot is 8,277 square feet. It seems as if the parking requirement maybe was a result of a reaction to building a larger multi-unit building rather than a home that was converted to a two-flat.
Well, Mr. Brown, could you tell us in this two-flat, who parks in these parking spaces?
Tenants from both units park in the spots. There had been one spot each for the covered parking in the garage, and one spot each in the on the parking pad.
So, do your leases with your tenants indicate that each tenant has the use of two parking, the exclusive use of two parking spaces?
Yes.
And what do you do with the fifth parking space? Do you rent that out to someone else?
No, the pad, it is, you might squeeze three cars on the pad, but it's really a comfortable two-car pad.
The pad and is 20. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, the pad is also used as a walkway to the alley for the trash and so forth.
The existing pad was 24 foot 6 inches, or 7 inches, I think. So per village code, you could fit two legal spaces and one compact space in. But as Dan said, with the using it as a walking path to get to the backyard, that's another couple feet. So it's really more like two.
So do you intend to use this pad area as a, is it going to be striped for two parking places or three parking places?
Well, it's not striped. I guess we could stripe it, but people just park where it's comfortable.
All right, so I'm asking these questions because if the code says you have to have a certain number of covered spaces and you have to have guest spaces, and it appears that you had five spaces prior to the fire, and you're asking that the garage be replaced.
Yes.
So are you still going to have five spaces after the fire, or is there another variation that you have to ask us to consider?
No, we weren't going to change anything. Just wanted to replace the garage.
Okay. So there'll be the same amount of parking, a surface parking and garage parking as there was before the fire.
Okay.
How long has the old existing garage been gone?
I think it's about a year and a half.
Okay.
We had made arrangements. We had made arrangements to replace it, and then when we tried to get a permit, we discovered that replacing it wasn't in compliance with the village code. And we've been trying to decide how to proceed. And so I finally engaged Drew to get resolution of this issue.
So just further, so the existing tenants are expecting just what they had before. It's what, kind of like what you're saying. You're not making a bigger garage or anything in this case. It's the same footprint.
That's correct. Be the same basically the same footprint.
There is a letter that Mr. Brown has submitted from one of his tenants, Lauren Knox. I apologize, I didn't print it for you in advance, but it is relatively brief. I can read it into the record when the ZBA is ready so that you can consider it.
All right, fine. Do you want to read it?
To whomever it may concern, this is dated November 7th, 2020. As a resident of the Village of River Forest and the specific residents affected by the addition of new infrastructure, I sincerely ask you to reconsider the mandate given to Dan Brown to build a new four-car garage. In this area, having a backyard for a rental property is an advantage seldom found. Though I understand the desire to build a four-car garage, the backyard makes our little neighborhood stand out. Personally, as a college student currently renting, we have taken advantage of our backyard on several occasions, especially with COVID. Since it is unsafe to have large gatherings indoors, we have been able to utilize the backyard for picnics and barbecues, which has provided us with special memories we will never forget. I strongly urge you to take this request to not build the garage into consideration and evaluate all the positive aspects that will be taken away from the property if this is built. Sincerely, Lauren Knox, signed November 10th, 2020.
All right, so we'll consider that letter as part of the evidence when we make a recommendation. So, Mr. Brown, how often are all five parking spaces filled?
I don't get over to the property very often. Sometimes there's a vacant spot. Other times there's two vacant spots. Sometimes they're all full. The people work, college kids have a different schedule than the people on the second floor who work. I don't know. They're used, but I don't know that they're all used 100% of the time.
So I'm asking these questions to see if it's possible, if you had considered building two-car garages, you know, one in the location of the old garage and one in the location of the pad, which would give you the four required indoor parking spaces.
We still wouldn't have the two guest parking spots. It would still only be four spots.
Well, you're never going to have six spots, is what you told us.
Not with, unless we go into that and destroy the backyard.
I don't think anybody's suggesting that. All right, any other questions for this applicant or his architect?
I was going to point out that we are showing the new garage just a little bit longer than the old garage was, only because the old garage was set back 5 foot from the side property line, and we can move that over to 4 feet for setback requirements. So it gives us a little extra room. So the back wall is in the same spot, but it's just, I just wanted to point that out, that it's slightly bigger.
All right, any other questions for the applicant? Is there anyone in the audience or attending by Zoom that wishes to address the board on this application? All right, hearing no response, we'll close the public portion of the meeting, and we will consider this and make the recommendation to the Board of Trustees.
So, well, thank you very much.
My suggestion would be that we condition, if as we consider this, that we condition the approval on the fact that the concrete pad where there will be no garage built, you know, is going to be striped for three cars, because he's asking for to be able to return to the way it was prior to the fire, and that was with five cars, and that at least gives one space for visitor.
Could be done.
Good. A compact space in there.
All right. Anybody else got any comments? Anybody? Any?
Well, I think, you know, Harlem Avenue creates its own hardship, meaning there's no parking there or anything. So And certainly having solely garage space, that if you were having guests and asking them to park in a garage, it's not a common type of thing. So I really think having some open space makes more sense. And then considering how valuable open space has been acknowledged just recently, I think that it plays another utility besides just the place to park a car. So I think that I could see the value in the plan to return to just what was there. I would vote for it.
I agree with that. I think it makes the most sense rather than more garage.
Okay. Somebody want to make a motion then?
I'll make a motion to approve the variances with the caveat of the striping.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? You ready to call the roll then?
Sure.
So it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Board of Trustees that this variation be granted with the condition that the concrete pad be striped for three additional parking spaces.
All right. Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes, I think the standards have been met.
Mr. Burney?
Yes.
Ms. Schumkegel?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. All right, so that'll be the recommendation to the Village Board of Trustees. You can check with Ms. Shiner to see when this can be expected to be heard by the board. So those are the only variations we have to consider tonight. Is there anyone who has signed up who wishes to address the board on any matter? All right, hearing none. Confirmation of the next meeting in December. I think we've determined that December date is a holiday for some of the residents of the village, so we're not going to meet until January. And at January, we have 323 Park, whatever the address was, was postponed from the initial date of the application to that date. And we'll ask the village to make sure they circulate the application and again to anyone who has decided not to keep it for the last 3 months. All right, any questions from anybody? Can we have a motion to dismiss?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.